to the Storybook Minute here on LifeWord. If this is your first time joining me, I'm Nikki, the design build contractor for Storybook Renovations. Today we're at a commercial renovation site that I'm so close to finishing. This office site will be the headquarters for a storage company which has facilities across the state. My goal for this renovation was to pack in as much usable workspace as possible in this shotgun style building while bringing in design elements that were unique to the storage industry. To address the workspace challenge and to make the narrow space feel bigger, we used glass walls for the larger executive offices and then created work cubbies down the hall for the employees who primarily work outside the office but need a place to land when they come into the office. We also made the conference room with a dual purpose as both a place for the occasional company-wide meeting as well as a space for the employees of the company's call center, or what they refer to as their Enthusiastic Support Center, or ESC. When the conference room is needed for a meeting or when a call comes in to the ESC, the employees can step inside one of these work cubbies and roll down the storage door for more privacy. These red storage doors are probably my favorite design feature of this project. I mean, what is more quintessential storage company than a roll-up door? So this was a fun and functional way to incorporate that feature into the office. I also personalized the design with this map wall with U storage pins marking where the storage facilities are located throughout the state. In addition, pictures of all the facilities are hung down the hall in a way that speaks to the industrial nature of the business. And finally, to represent the heart and mission of the company, I hung this sign that, along with the U on the reception desk, reads, "Enthusiastically Serving You." This is an abbreviation of the company's purpose statement, enthusiastically serving others through the transition of life as Christ served us. This purpose statement, along with their core values that they cleverly define with the acronym SERVE, are the filters through which all decisions, policies, and procedures are made, and is the fuel that keeps this company motivated and running. I love this company's example of how they choose to reflect Christ's love and service to others and how they run their company. And what a great example of how they have made their workplace their mission field. This does not mean that every employee is required to be a Christian or that every customer receives the gospel message when they visit one of their facilities, but it does mean that each employee is expected to uphold the example and attitude of selfless service that is modeled by Christ in the Bible. Not everyone is called to vocational ministry, but every workplace has the potential to become a mission field. After all, it is estimated that the average person spends 1/3 of their life at work. So what better place affords the opportunity and relationships to fulfill Christ's great commission? Now, I do realize that in some work situations, it's frowned upon or even forbidden to verbally share your Christian faith. But that doesn't prevent you from conducting your business in a manner that reflects Christ's love and values. After all, the Apostle Paul encourages us to work willingly at whatever you do, as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people. That's found in Colossians 3:23. So what could this look like in a day-to-day work situation? Here are just a few examples. It means doing your job with a willing attitude and not grumbling, Philippians 2:14. It means showing up on time and respecting and honoring the policies and procedures of your employer, 1 Peter 2:13 through 14. Being patient even with the most difficult customer, Ephesians 4:2, or going the extra mile, Matthew 5:40. Showing this kind of work ethic and attitude is a testimony of who is the real boss of your life and can serve as a testimony to all those that work around you. And if you want to know how God can specifically use your talents or work situations to bring Him glory, pray about it. I can personally testify to the power of this prayer. When I first started working in the construction industry, I felt very strongly that this was my mission field. I knew my behavior and integrity would exemplify my relationship with Christ, but I never felt this was enough. I felt strongly the Holy Spirit was calling me to more, but I could not figure out what evangelism looked like for a woman in the construction world. Because I primarily work with men, I didn't feel it would be appropriate to lead weekly Bible studies with my subcontractors. And I also didn't think decorating every home with crosses was the answer. So I prayed and asked God to show me how I could best use the gifts and talents He had given me to bring Him glory and to further His kingdom. A few years later, I received a random phone call asking me if I would consider doing a series of renovation-themed devotionals for LifeWord Ministries. I knew without a doubt this was God's answer to my prayer. And despite the fact that writing devotionals and talking in front of a camera are way out of my comfort zone, I knew my only answer could be yes. When I got off that phone call, I just stood in awe. Never in a million years would I have even thought to imagine this would be how God would choose to answer my prayer. So be prepared. If you commit to making your workplace your mission field and ask God to give you opportunities to share His love and good news with others, He will be faithful to answer and multiply your efforts beyond what you could hope or imagine. Thank you.